and the Bad Axe Hatchet Marching Band on the field with our national anthem to start things off as the clock ticks down with 3 seconds to go here. Claude Marsh Field, Bad Axe, Michigan is the location. Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW is the station. You've got Kurt Damrow along with Chad Knobloch, and Kelly's on the board keeping us on the air tonight. We're going to bring you all the great MHSAA play-by-play, and we're ready for a homecoming game with the Hatchets hosting the Reese Rockets. Nice job there by the band, and they had a lot of singers out there, too.
They did. That's the first time I've seen that. That was pretty cool. They had the whole Bad Axe Choir right there on the track in front of the band between the stands, and they were singing. That was just kind of a neat touch.
If you haven't had a chance to hear the Bad Axe chorus group sing from their high school, they have got some real talent there. Hopefully we picked up a little bit of that up on the microphone. And look at all the kids here. I think we've got every child in the thumb is here tonight, even if they don't go to Bad Axe. I think they dressed them all in Bad Axe clothes.
And look at that. They just filled the front of the track with little mini cheerleaders, it looks like. There's a lot of little pom-poms out there being waved.
50 to 75 of them out there. That's great. Good to see. So we're ready for our kickoff. There's 12 minutes to put up on the clock. We're ready to go at Claude Marsh Field to start a beautiful night here. Bad Axe, Michigan, up in Huron County in the Thumb on 102.1 FM, WLAW. Kicking off for the Bad Axe Hatchets will be number 18, Tommy Morneau, the 6-foot, 165-pound junior, will also be calling the signals tonight. So the kickoff is going to be taken by the Reese Rockets. Gets through his hands at the 10-yard line, all the way back behind the goal line. He'll get it up and run it out. Number 20, that's Tito Salinas. It got out of his hands, and they're going to push him all the way back across the goal line as the officials all have their whistles going. And what a start to tonight's ball game. He took the ball on about the 10 or 15-yard line, got between his hands. Salina lost control of it, picked it up at the goal line, and tried to run it out. So it's going to give Reese the ball. And looks like they're going to have it on about the 7-yard line.
And I'll tell you what, he landed on that in the end zone and then had the presence of mind to get out of there.
Wow.
That would have been a safety.
Yeah. So here we go, first and 10 to start our ball game. This is the first quarter. High school action tonight here in Bad Axe. Quarterback keeper off the right side, and just a swarm of Bad Axe Hatchets on that one.
Well, they all saw where that was going, and I couldn't even call one number because it was a sea of blue right there.
Well, Galster tried to do that on a fake and keep, and it went off the right side, off of the right guard, and everybody from Bad Axe was right on top of them. Number 59, you mentioned him earlier there, Nick Walsh was right on top of that. Also number 24, Jimmy Nye, senior up there at the nose guard. Re-snaps the ball, the quarterback, pitch back, and they lose it. Another fumble down to the 1-yard line, and he'll be stopped as number 5, Jacob Galster, a pitch back to Tito Salinas. Salinas off on the right hash mark, lost control of the ball, and the Hatchets again gang tackling all over that one. It's going to put the ball down on the 1-yard line.
Kurt, it's hard to say that a team was lucky when they fumbled the ball, but that ball's on about the 2-foot line.
Wow.
And they are very lucky that they still have possession.
This is gonna be a tough game tonight for Reese if this is the way it's gonna go. They've gotta get a handle on that ball already. 3 plays, 2 fumbles. And here we go, the Reese Rockets break over the ball. They're gonna go with a full house in the backfield. All three backs there lined up in a pro set. Out of the shotgun, the quarterback takes a snap. They snap it to the halfback. This one went right to Hartman off the right side, and he'll pick up just a couple of yards on that.
Yeah. That looked like Matt McVeigh, senior, 5'11", 185, Matt McVeigh in there on the stop. And they just, Reese is not being allowed to go anywhere right now.
That's gonna be 4th down and 11 to go. They're gonna have to kick this one away. So Reese Rockets will be back to punt.
They don't want to fumble here.
Back to kick, and back in the end zone, about 8 yards deep, is number 13. He gets a good snap, Travis Lynch. Hatches just about get a hand on it, gets a nice kick away, bounces out to the 35-yard line. It's gonna roll dead at the 46, where the Hatchets will take over first and 10. So Travis Lynch got him out of the end zone by a few yards. He was 8 yards back, and he got it out to the 46. That gives him a little bit of breathing room, but what field position for the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Look at this. They're not wasting any time getting up to that line to run a play either, are they?
Hatchets didn't even go into a huddle. Go right up to the line, and we are ready to go. I have a feeling everybody's got a play written on that left arm because all of the receivers, we're going to split receivers wide, right and left. If this isn't a pass play, I'll be surprised. Nope, they're going to run it. Nice fake there. Hand off to number 28 around the right side. And he's going to break free. Joe Amon down to 20, the 15, down to the 12-yard line on a big run all the way from the 46. Carries it off on the right side.
Here they go
again. A
nice
block by the tackle off on the right side for the Hatchets, and the split receivers were out there taking care of the linebackers, and here they go right at it.
They're going right up to the line. That was Joey Amon, that veer offense. He's the first option, and he got it right off the right side.
Well, those split two receivers, wide right, wide left. 28, Joe Amon. In the backfield with Tommy Morneau. Morneau's going to keep. Runs off to the left side. Going to go wide. He's got some running room. And in for a touchdown.
What a nice cut late in that run.
Some really nice blocks down there from the Bad Axe Hatchets. They contain the Reese Rockets on the left side as Tommy Morneau took the snap out of the shotgun. Joey Amon led him around the left side. Amon got a nice block. Number 11 out there also. Jared Brown getting in for a good block. One of the receivers taking out that cornerback. And that's going to give the Bad Axe Hatchets the first score with 9:05 to go in the first quarter. Bad Axe Hatchets score first, and they'll go for the two-point conversion to the quarterback. In motion, snap, and it's going to go to number 28 again. Joe Amon on a pitch, left. Amon just about walked it right in there on the left-hand side. Yes. Basically the same play there, Chad, but instead of the quarterback keeping it this time, Tommy Morneau just pitched it almost immediately right out to Joe Amon. He took it off the left hash mark, ran it in for the extra point. It's going to give us a score of 8-0.
And you know, all night we're going to see that formation, and they're going to send that end in motion, who's really a halfback lined up at split end.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
Banking locally has many benefits. If you haven't already, it's time to make the switch to North Star Bank.
North Star Bank started local, and we're staying local. Hi, this is Brian Shaw, commercial lender at North Star Bank. When you open a checking, savings, or CD at North Star Bank, we invest the deposits back into something safe and close to home. Families, local businesses, and farmers. We lend money locally to help build a vibrant, stable economy for our communities and spurring growth for other locally owned businesses. After all, here at North Star Bank, our team members don't just work in the communities we serve, it's where we live. Stop by North Star Bank to discuss your lending and deposit needs.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Visit your local North Star Bank branch or go online at www.northstarathome.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans are subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to Claude Mars Field, and the kickoff by the Hatchets and a gang tackle as it was taken by number 20, Tito Salinas. Kicking off for Bad Axe is number 18, Tommy Morneau, and he put it down there on about the 5-yard line. Salinas is going to return it to about the 20, and Chad, we got a flag on the play.
I'm not sure who this is going to be against, but either way, Reese is going to have better field position than they had last time to start out.
Yeah. Yeah, if you missed it, on the opening kickoff to start the game, the Bad Axe Hatchets kicked off. It got out of the hands of number 20, Salinas, and he had to run back behind the goal line, went right down on his knees to get the ball, jumped back up, and ran it out.
Now they're going to be on the 30. That's going to be a lot nicer for them.
Reese Rockets with the ball. It'll be first and 10, 8:55 to go here in the first quarter. Rockets on the 30-yard line, center field. They'll run with two receivers.